I'm a yoga teacher, so I really know how to bond with white women. I'm like a whisperer of white women.
Welcome, everybody, to Barefaced Stories.
When my flatmate came home and asked me if I wanted to join her as a phone sex worker, I barely bat an eyelid.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked the attention. I kind of liked the intimacy.
I'm Andrea Gibbs, Barefaced Stories, Mama Bear, and today, a story that's both raw and real. Picture a place where the coffee is as strong as the personalities, the atmosphere more competitive than collaborative, and hitting sales targets is a relentless cutthroat pursuit. This is where Shane Hodge found himself.
Emails kept coming in, action needed now, in caps. I felt paralyzed. The guys would swing past my desk and say, dude, you got to sort this out now.
Shane's story goes beyond the daily grind. It's a raw, honest look at what happens when you push too hard for too long. It's about the real price of burning the candle at both ends. Before we dive in, here's something you won't want to miss. Mark February 29 in your calendar. It's our first show back for 2024. We are seizing that extra leap year day with the theme Leap of Faith. I've added the link in the show notes for you to book tickets quick smart. It's out at Old Young's Gin Distillery in the Swan Valley. There will be gin, there will be storytelling, and you can choose between grabbing a pizza or dining in. And may I recommend the crocodile chorizo?
Hello.
Hello. Have you ever had crocodile?
I had it on the train in New Pacific and kangaroo. Oh. I didn't have camel. Yeah, because the camel had two humps in it.
Too big for your plate.
Was.
Have you ever had crocodile chorizo?
Have you tried it?
Yeah, that's what they've got out at Old Young's Kitchen.
Have they really? Must visit. It's going lovely with the Old Young gin.
It is actually the perfect thing to accompany Old Young's Gin.
Yes, you don't need to know more? Youngsgin.com.
No, oldyoungs.com.au.
Oldyoungs.com.au.
Nailed it. Thanks, Dad. And now here's Shane Hodge with his story.
It's 2014. It's 8:30 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm out the front of my work on St. George's Terrace. I do a small vomit onto the pavement in front of me. Some of it splashes on my brown work shoes. I've just sucked back 7 cigarettes in a row. My head is spinning, my heart is pounding. And all I want to do is run away from everything. Run away from my job. Run away from my wife. Run away from my baby daughter. Run away from my life. A few months earlier, I'd started a new job working for a big technology company in a sales role in a flash office in the city on the terrace. In my mind, I've reached the top of the IT sales tree. Everybody wanted to work for a technology vendor. How did that happen? I didn't go to uni. I just plain old-fashioned worked my way up. At 19, I got a junior IT sales role. From there I was at 34, a guy raised in a Holmes West house in Morley by an unemployed single mum, and I was in the top 10% of earners in the country. I paid more money than I thought I would ever get in my life. Life was good. I had been married for 1 year. I was a new dad. I had a nice house. I had even ran a marathon the year before. I was where I was supposed to be. And I was excited and nervous about starting this new role. To celebrate getting the job, I went out and brought myself a flash new vintage Rolex watch and some really expensive suits from Parker & Co. What a wanker, huh? And I think that's when my wife knew something was not quite right. And pretty much from day one, I didn't fit in. The job was full of big personalities. For example, one day I go into a meeting room that I had booked and another team member was already in there. He just looks up at me reclining in his chair and says, "Fuck off." The guys love using Nerf guns in the office, which sounds like fun. But there was only 4 Nerf guns to about 15 people, so it was rare to have your own Nerf gun. So that kind of sums up what it was like. High pressure, sales targets to hit, Nerf balls to dodge. And I did okay for a while, until small things. At work, I would think and think and think about what task to do. I would start that task, not finish it before moving on to the next task. Start that task like an email, and I would second-guess myself, rewrite it, spend too much time on it before running out of time and having to rush off to a meeting. What that meant was I got nothing done. I wasn't crossing anything off my to-do list. It got longer and longer. Emails kept coming in, "action needed now," in caps. I felt paralysed. The guys would swing past my desk and say, "Dude, you got to sort this out now." Eating. In the first couple of months, my appetite started to wane and I was eating less and less. One morning, I had to go in one notch on my belt and then 2. In 3 months, I lost 5 kilos. For some reason, during the day, all I would eat would be a toasted ham and cheese sandwich from the kids' menu at Dome. Sleep. At my worst, I would sleep for, I think, 1 to 2 hours a night. I would lay there in bed next to my wife, thinking about work, all the things I hadn't done, and how long my to-do list was. Sweating non-stop like a madman. I think my wife suffered the most. She could see the changes in me and was really worried. I was freaking her out with all this talk of, "I can't handle it, I want to quit." She flipped between supportive and angry, and bloody well fair enough too. This wasn't the man she married. I wasn't being a husband, a dad, a provider. In fact, I was talking about literally almost fucking blowing everything up. We fought a lot. Well, mainly her talking animatedly at me and me saying nothing. I just shut down. My daughter. I was no dad to Evie at that time. She was 9 months at my worst. She just didn't figure in my thinking at all. I had to be reminded to do anything. I was a shit dad. My wife had to say, "Shane, Evie needs her bottle. Evie needs to be fed. Evie needs her nappy changed. Just fucking do something, will you?" I can remember one Saturday in September 2014. We went to the Royal Show. My wife was determined to do something as a family. I was indifferent. We went late one Saturday afternoon. We fought in the car about what I don't remember. When we got there, we took Evie to see the farm animals, and that made her happy and she was smiling. My wife encouraged me to eat something because I hadn't eaten anything all day. I ate half a chicken treat chicken roll. I'd always loved them as a kid. My wife ate a Dagwood dog and looked at me with sad eyes. It was pretty clear I needed help. I can remember crying in my car outside of the GP's office. Went in to see the GP, decided to be honest and tell him everything I'm telling you guys now. He said it sounded like severe anxiety. Two ways to treat it. One, medication. Two, self-help means. Exercise, meditation, yoga. I said I tried all those things and they weren't working. He gave me a prescription for an antidepressant. Medication. Fuck that. Instead of filling the prescription, I walked out the front and threw it in the bin. Fast forward a week later and another week of no sleep, and I was back in the same GP's office asking for the same prescription, this time with my wife. This time I was also given Valium to immediately help with anxiety, and Lexapro, an antidepressant. The meds worked really quickly, helped stabilize my mood. I started eating better, sleeping better almost immediately, having small wins at work. Within 3 months, I'd put on all the weight that I'd lost. Found time to exercise 3 or 4 times a week. I read a million self-help books on productivity and time management to try and learn how to get the right shit done. I gradually started being a husband and dad again. What all that meant to me was that I didn't know shit about mental health, and now I know a little bit more. Even though my own mum is a string of long depressive episodes. I took medication for another 2 years. And I do all sorts of things now I didn't do before. I get up really early. I plan my day. I write it down on paper. I run a lot. I go in the ocean. I meditate. Sometimes I wonder if I've turned the dial too far to the right with all my routines and I'm too dull and rigid and boring. Anyway. I managed to hold down that job for another 3 years, and I did all right. And then I was taken out the back and shot with a Nerf gun. Metaphorically speaking, I was made redundant, and it was almost the best day of my life.
Shane Hodge, making it through the inferno of burnout to the other side. He told that story live on stage at Barefaced Stories in Perth. The theme of the night was Here Comes Trouble. And hey, if you loved today's episode, do us a solid, leave a review or share the podcast with your mates, your mum, even your dog. They've all got great taste after all. I'm Andrea Gibbs. Thanks for tuning in and spreading the barefaced love. Catch you next week for more stories that embrace the chaos of being human. I'll leave you with some Odette Mercy. Have a good one. Now don't be shocked, don't you be mistaken. We're trolling you in and teasing you out. Cold every time. You see it in white, then you see it in black. All the things she won't say, nothing.